All right, we're now accompanied by the winner of tonight's And Better Health 302 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway and the driver of the number 6 Colic Racing Chevrolet Camaro, AJ Allmendinger, along with the...
16.
We're also here with the president of Colic Racing, Chris Rice. AJ, we'll start with you. You've not only notched your first win of the season, but have now clinched a spot to race for a championship in Phoenix. Just take us through those closing laps of fending off the 28 and the final restart that ultimately sealed the deal.
Yeah, it was... Wow, what a up and down year. What a crazy year. This is a racetrack that we felt like if we could get to the round of 8, you know, we've been historically pretty good at. So, really the first stage, the car was good, but I was really loose. And then kind of once the sun started going down, that kind of woke the car up. And I knew when we had that big lead, that wasn't going to last for the whole race. So, Ryan was really good getting into the corners, and I started just getting a little bit free there kind of late in the race, and I knew that was his strength. But my spotter, Coleman Presley, like, dude is phenomenal, by far best spotter that's out there. And just the info that he gives me kind of every lap, every corner of what's happening behind me, where they're strong, where they're weak, it just makes my job a lot easier. So I knew... first of all, the pit crew did phenomenal. Just to get the lead on those last couple of pit stops kind of made the big difference, so we could kind of set the pace there. And, that late race restart, I just knew that I had to hit the bottom the best I could. And I knew Ryan was strong. I was hoping I could get the 7 behind me off of 2 and they could battle it out for second. But Ryan did a great job, and I just had to do everything I could to try to hook the line there and just take his air away. What a race to get our first win of the season.
And Chris, what does it mean to not only get this win for the organization, but have a shot at a championship before AJ goes back to full-time Cup racing in 2025?
Yeah, I've had a rough, I'd say 6 months thinking about getting AJ a win. Been so close, but we've been so far away, and it's been roller coaster ride for me, probably because AJ's probably one of my best friends I've ever had as a driver. So winning here was something pretty special. We won here when we had COVID. Matt wasn't here then, so we won here again. Matt's not here again, and just winning for AJ was probably more important than anything. Thanks to Ty Norris for coming over, I got to focus a lot on competition with the guys this week. AJ pulled out his age and his leadership and really made us focus on one thing on that race car. And Alex Shantz, myself, we sat down for hours. I even talked to AJ last Sunday at the Roval about it. And it's so much. It means so much to be able to go back and race for a championship, because we've had just a crap year. You know, we were running 25th somewhere. And AJ got out of the car and said he can't do it no more, right? And I think he showed tonight he still has it, and it's going to be a lot of fun going to Phoenix, because now this is the first time we've been able to just focus on Phoenix, right? We're going to be able to focus the next 2 weeks on Phoenix. We're going to get to go enjoy Homestead, enjoy Martinsville, and be ready for Phoenix, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, all right. We'll begin opening it up to questions. We'll start with Zach over here on the side.
I mean, I think this is, we kind of, at least I did, I circled this on the calendar. You know, I knew, as strange as it is the with the Roval being in the last round, I felt like that if we could get to the round of 8, like, these 3 tracks set up pretty decent for us. I won't lie, the weather conditions probably helped us. We've struggled here in the summer race when it's hot and it's slick, and when I kind of saw the weather of what it was going to be, I started looking last Saturday, honestly, of like, okay, what's the weather going to be in Vegas? And saw that there was a kind of a cool front coming in, and it just kind of reminded me of what the 2021 race was here. And that's what I told Chris and Alex. I said, hey, this is what I needed to feel like to even have a chance. Like, I don't, and at that point, I would be lying to you if I said, it's going to be enough speed to go win the race. But I said, the only chance we got is if it feels like it did in 21, and this is how it felt like it. So we got to figure out what we did. So went to work on sim. All, you know, not just all the engineers and crew chiefs, you know, that's what's great about this. It's, you know, we all work on it together, and we just focused on it and kind of unloaded yesterday. And I mean, it felt like it, but it was still kind of free. And even that first run, we didn't have quite the speed, but when the sun went down, it kind of got the weakness of the car back a little bit of strength. And then where I wanted to focus on, the car was really good. And, you know, I think that's the thing with us. We show at times, and, you know, Chris might admit it, might not. I feel like when we're at our best, we can beat all of them, but our box is super tight. And where some of those guys, their box is a lot more. But I feel like we go to races, and when we nail it, we can run with them, but it's our off is way more off than they are. And that's, you know, luckily it was on today.
We're going to come up here to Bob, and then we're going to make our way down here in the middle.
No. I mean, it just I was really loose getting off into the corner, and the car was building free, and that's where Coleman kept telling me that he was really strong, was being able to drive in the corner. And, you know, I knew eventually, because I was getting looser, and you know, it's like we're vultures out there, right? You see somebody's weakness, you're going to go after it. And he wasn't, like, getting to my bumper and move me out of the way, but he was getting me free. And I think when I saw him get under me, and I knew that I was free. I didn't even try to get on his door that tight, but I saw how loose he got. As soon as he got under me, it kind of opened my eyes, like, okay, like, it's, if I can stay to the outside of him anytime he gets under me, it's, you know, yeah, we might wreck or we might not. But no, I mean, I thought he raced super clean. I knew what's on stake for him. He, you know, what a win for him and his team means. So I knew he was going to do everything he could, but you know, it was, when he got under me, it's not like he crowded me or anything. I thought it was really fair. And I drove it into three as hard as I could on the last lap. I knew he was going to try to drive in there just to get me loose. And, you know, fortunately, it stuck enough.
And, I mean, I know you had some big cup wins, but where would this one rank, especially kind of on the Xfinity side, considering what it means?
Yeah, I mean, it's, Bob, it's all of them at my point in life is special, right? But it's, you know, I think all you guys that see me at the racetrack and been around me for a long time, you know, kind of how hard I am on myself, and you know, I'll wear my emotions on my sleeve. Of, I feel like it's mostly just because I feel like I'm letting them down if we're not winning or we're not running up front. And it was something. It was going to suck to go all year without a win. I mean, take out the final four and all that, but just to not even win a race. So, what a cool place to do it. Obviously, it'd be even more special if we do it at Phoenix. But what a place to do it at, to give ourselves a break the next couple weeks and focus on Phoenix, which we know is a weakness for us. So we got to be better there.
Stay in the middle. We'll go right here.
Chat the field, racing experts. Chris, you mentioned that this year's been a crap year for you guys. Just kind of walk us, I guess, for both of you, you know, walk us through some of the challenges that you faced and what this win does.
Yeah, I mean, we faced a lot of challenges. Just, you know, we go and do things to make the team make it through 2024, and we knew that. We knew our Xfinity program had suffered, and we needed to get it back. And AJ's just been such a team player with us, and he came back to run Xfinity, and we thought, okay, we'll come back and immediately start running good. And we ran bad, and we got worse. We go to Nashville, and we hit on something, but it took us months to get it to where we needed to go. And we're human. We don't like to take months. And then I think AJ and myself both can look off the racetrack, and we both had a lot of things going on that probably took some time away where we couldn't continuously get it better. And once we got all of that situated and figured out, he knew he was going back cup racing. He understands what he's doing. I mean, I think his contract's probably through 29. We don't know. What? We can't really figure it out.
How
maybe that's 30-29, I think, is when he's going to run through. So once that happened and he started focusing on how to get to the championship, I think we started getting better. And we struggled. He struggled mentally probably at the road courses more than he would admit. And that hurt us in ovals, right? Like, so once he and I, we went and played golf, and we spent four holes with some serious hard talks. And then we probably got drunk after that and harassed my friends.
We did harass your friends, yeah, but they deserve it.
So that day forward, moving forward, we began to uptick. And he showed it tonight that the young man still has it, and it's fun to watch when AJ's doing AJ things. He did it last week in a cup car, and he done it again tonight. So love this guy to the end, no matter whether he's running 25th or first. He's hard on me, super hard on me, whether he likes it or not, but he shows
he's a guy. I like being hard on you. No, I actually like that.
Next question.
We'll stick right here.
Tom Zaleski, I'm coming in today. AJ, without that last restart, were you feeling danger? Were you nervous about the possibility of winning getting away?
I mean, it's – you just mentally set yourself up like we'd had a great day, right? Like it's – the end of this thing, it's about confidence, and you know, I as the race went on, confidence kept growing in me that, you know what, no matter what happens, we're showing that we can, when we get it right, we can run up front. But yeah, we know what's on the line. A win locks you in. Wouldn't say I was worried about getting away, but yeah, it's stressful in there. I knew Ryan was, you know, I was. From the second half of the race on, I was never really worried about the 7. I was kind of always pacing myself. But when Coleman said the 28 got to second, I thought, okay, like, I got to step it back up here. And he was super quick. And, you know, like I said, that one time he got under me and he got loose, and I kind of thought, okay, he's a little weak too now. It's not – he's not just strong as can be. And that kind of reset it, like, all right, it's not going to be easy for him to get around me. And then the restart – we'd been having great restarts, and I knew the bottom lane was way better than the top. I was just really hoping that the 7 would clear him as well. So once he got to second, I just knew I had to run a lap and a half as perfect as I could run it.
We'll go up to Chris up here in the front, then go back to Zach, then we'll go in the middle.
Chris Mackenzie.com. Agent, you guys have to prepare at Phoenix that you're going to have to win the race to win the championship.
Probably, yeah. I mean, it's... I think the Xfinity Series, historically, you don't always have to win the race, but hell, I think Chris admitted we just got to run fast enough that so we can win. We've been terrible at Phoenix.
We need to be on elite lap when it's over.
I think that goes, and
not taking this question, but I think it goes who's the next three, right? Like, who's the next three that could get into 8 car can win? I mean, there's so many different people that can go win at Homestead. You know, it's I think the Gibbs cars are phenomenal there. The 7 car is phenomenal there. And for us to take one of those spots that those guys were already, you know, had a ton of points on us, I think now just to see the three that go in. But, Chris, glad to see you back.
Got a follow-up from Chris.
Chris, how do you – if you guys' performance hasn't been that great at Phoenix in the past, how do you prepare for Phoenix, and how do you put yourself knowing that you guys are –
well, what's actually been good lately, and AJ, I tell you this, Daniel Dye and Christian Eckes, those guys have got in those simulators and got the tires to where they need to be. We haven't had that. We haven't had that to where they could get the tires where they need to be. And Daniel Dye is sitting there forever and just drive that thing because he's used to video games. This guy's not going to go in there and sit in it, right? Like, and he gets in there and it's a little bit off, and he's got to take a little bit of time to get it right. We got to prepare looking outside the box, because the box we've lived in for so long, we've always been the fourth car, right? Like, we've never been the car to win. You know, with Justin Haley, we had opportunity to take 2 tires. We took 4. The year he was in it, we left a wheel loose, you know. So, I mean, we made too many mistakes, but we were always tooth and nail to get there, and then it was a rush to get there. This time, we're going to focus from this day forward, we're going to focus on that 16 car going to Phoenix, and what can we do to make it better, and we're going to run through so many different setups. Daniel Dye probably sit in there forever and try to get something close so he can sit in there. He's already going to simulate, I think, twice this week on different things.
I am?
Yep.
Okay.
And so, like, they were going to change that up from Homestead to Phoenix, you know. So, because Homestead is one of his places he has a lot of fun at. Why? I don't know, because he hates the wall. He hates riding up at the wall. He hates hitting the wall. So, we're just going to look outside the box.
We'll go back to Zach, and then we'll return to the middle with Dome.
Yeah, I mean, I made it simple. You catch me, I'll let you get it off. I let him get close enough, but it's – I mean, at that point, it, I mean, it – I get it. It's worth asking. So, it was nice of him to ask.
I made that call to tell him because we're Chevy, right? Like, we're Chevy. We love Chevy. Chevy and Xfinity Series, we're a key partner. Cup Sat, we're not. But we're trying to show our way, right? Colic Racing is trying to show the way that we can be a good key partner. And we wanted to see if he was being honest, too. Like, they said they wouldn't pass us, so we would see. But I knew once he got close enough and AJ said, I had enough, I'm getting the hell out of here, I knew that he had done all he was going to do.
Go to Dolan right here.
As somebody who has worked with drivers and teams still looking for their first win in the past, can you relate to Ryan Sieg's situation?
Yeah, I can relate all the time. I watched it last week when I made dumb calls to help in 97. I watch it. And, you know, whether you believe this or not, I do have a big heart, and I understand where Ryan Sieg and Rod Sieg and all those guys are coming from. Man, he's raced so long. They put so much into the sport. And, you know, it's a big deal for us to win, and I only think about us. And I spent three races when SVG won that I was more worried about what AJ was thinking than celebrating, you know. And you don't never know when you're going to go back to victory lane. But at the same time, if I'm sitting right beside me, I would be so mad I'd want to take a BB gun and shoot my legs out or something, you know. I mean, I get it. So I want to show them that, you know, we understand. They put the pressure on us. They did what they were supposed to do. They didn't wreck him. They didn't do anything crazy. It was a lot of fun racing with those guys. I wanted them to know that I understood where they come from and that they'd done a hell of a job, and it was fun to race with those guys.
We're going to go to the middle right here and then come up front to Dustin.
Mitchell Brewer, Black Hat Sports. AJ, you've now won a NASCAR Xfinity Series race in every year since 2019. What's it mean to keep that streak going for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of years not winning in this sport. And, you know, this year has been hard just because, you know, part of the reason of why Matt and Chris wanted me to come back to the Xfinity Series was to try to help the program and you know, get it in the right direction for guys like Christian and Daniel and Josh. You know, and it's, I mean, Chris will tell you, I mean, we have to pick each other up. We go in stages of sadness. You know, it's just I was going to be very disappointed if we went this whole year and didn't get a win. And obviously SVG's gotten three wins on the road courses. Man, I struggled on the road courses till really last week. And SVG, you know, in that sense, I can tell you, even last week, going into that race, just on Sim trying to help me on both cars try to get faster. I mean, he's been great to work with. But, you know, just in the mere fact of just trying to get a win for us in the 16 group, Alex Yontz takes it personal. He feels like he's letting me down if we're not winning. That whole group, everybody at the shop. So it's fun to win. It's why we do it. It makes the 28 crappy races we had before this, just they disappear, right? Like, they don't even matter now. And that's what this sport will do to you. It'll rip your heart out constantly and make you feel like crap about yourself and feel like, even though it's just racing cars, that it's the worst thing in the world when we know it's really not. You know, but that's why we do it, for a moment like this.
Come up here, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. AJ, when Chris mentioned that the thought of struggling mentally on road courses affecting even the ovals, can you, from your perspective, explain that or how you perceive that and just what the struggles were in that sense or how they carry over from the different courses?
At Dustin, I mean, it's, you know, even take 22, for instance, right? Like, we weren't very good on the ovals. We won Talladega, but we had four road course wins with it. So you still win, and you still feel like, okay, like, you know, it's, yeah, we know we're weak on the ovals right now, but, you know, you still got wins in the win column, and you know, you have moments you get back on the plane and you feel good about yourself. And so let's be honest, SVG is world class, and it's, you know, I had to get in the cars and figure it out. And, you know, it's good and bad, right? Like you watch them win and it's disheartening for me just because, I mean, that's where my quote unquote specialty is. But it also was good because you look at it and go, hell, he's winning. So I just got to figure it out. And, you know, it'd have been different if the, I think the thing would be, it'd have been different if I was just finishing second to him and you're just like, all right, this is what the guy does. But with, he wasn't in the races. I wouldn't want him anyway. So I was just struggling in general. And yeah, that carries over because now you start putting more pressure on the ovals and we're struggling there. So yeah, it's, you know, it's just kind of, I always laugh, right? Like it's, I have the best life in the world, and it's the reason why I'm miserable every day because it's not good enough. And the day that I start showing up and just going, ah, you're at eighth. Okay, who cares? Go home. That's the day I don't even need to think about sitting in the race car. So Chris will attest I'm far from that. So, but yeah, Dustin, I mean, that's, I mean, it's, but SVG, I mean, last week, put it this, for instance, last week, I was sitting in the Cup Sim, and I was 8-tenths, 9-tenths off of SVG, and he sat there trying to, like, explain what he does to go fast. And next thing you know, I've picked up 7-tenths or 8-tenths, you know, still not as quick as him, but right there. And it's what helped me qualify third. It's what helped me in the Xfinity car. And that stuff carries over to the ovals, too, because you gain confidence. So, you know, the last couple weeks have been confidence builder, and we finally put it all together.
Also, what might a championship mean to you, and has that perspective changed since you were in the championship four in 21?
You know, I mean, we got a lot of work to do, for sure, to get to Phoenix and know that we have enough speed to do it. But let's be honest, the championship doesn't change my life either way, right? It doesn't change what I'm still going Cup racing next year. Chris has signed me through 30-30 or whatever the hell long we're here for. So it doesn't change, like, it's, but at the end of the day, I think it completes the circle for all of us on the Xfinity side of it. And we got a lot of young talent that's coming up and is going to hopefully continue this program for a long, long time and keep building it. So what a championship would do is just be full circle. And there's not many people that get to say they're a champion in NASCAR. And that's, whether that changes my life or not, it doesn't, but it's something that, this is what we work for, and that's why we do it, is to go try to win this championship.
And we'll wrap up right here.
Kyle Foster, Napa Sports News. Chris, AJ, congratulations on the win. I'm kind of curious to your guys' perspective. You finished second at the Roval last week, a win this week, two straight top two finishes. Do you feel like you guys are kind of starting to find your stride here at the end of the season? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kansas, I felt like, was the ultimate, like, just disappointment after Kansas. Like, I just we missed it so bad. And I don't know, I felt like we walked away from there, and that's where Chris and I had to just go sit down. I felt like Talladega was really good, and you know, the Roval, even though we didn't win last week, was a big deal. The way we had to race it was a different way than we've ever had to race the Roval, because we've usually been locked in going to the next round, and you just go for the win. So, yeah, this was a big weekend. And it's easy to say that now sitting here, but just to show up and say, okay, you know, this is what we need out of the car to go execute it, have the speed, and then execute the race. I mean, that's gives us 3 weeks, to, you know, or 2 weeks to go work on Phoenix, and more importantly, just gives us, I think, inner confidence. And I think we all know when what we do in life, you got confidence doing it, you're more dangerous doing it.
A championship would change my life. Y'all wanted to know.
Well, I got you.
Yeah, it would. Change Matt Colleague's life, because we've won in a lot, right?
So yeah.
Thank you guys for what y'all do. We really appreciate it. It's Vegas. Remember, you got to be at work tomorrow. Okay, guys, don't go out. Get drunk. Make sure you're here.
It's on the win to you and the 16 team for tonight.
16 team. I'm going home tonight. Did you see our qualifying results just for tomorrow?